know what time it is. It's time for the Surf's Up Surf Report with Peter Furze. Morena, Pete.
Morena, Era. It was a good day yesterday.
Yes, it was beautiful yesterday. Was the surf good?
It was excellent, actually. It was not too bad.
Oh.
And I think it's going to stay all week. It's looking here.
Yay.
Just got to dodge the rogue boats and the camper vans.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? Crazy.
It's funny when you go on social media and just check out the responses to that. Most people are saying, good on you, cops, you know, get that scourge off our streets. Yeah, then you get some idiot saying, oh, the damn cops are going to be feeding it in. What are they going to do with all that money? You know, it's no money. It's a whole lot of stuff they've caught.
Yeah, yeah. It's just amazing that, but you know, you got to think, how long has this been going on for as well? But you know, as we know, back in the day, there was, you know, Mr. Asia on the East Coast. It has been happening for a long time.
Well, these guys were bumbling idiots. You know, we won't go into it now. The media will cover it big time, but they were idiots. They were just fools. Mm. But they caught one. Now, I mean, it got away.
Mm.
Anyway, let's look into it. What's more important to us is any surf. So 6 o'clock was 6 o'clock tonight is your high tide. It's a 2.8, not too high. 12:20 is your low tide midday. East Coast 4 o'clock, it's a 2 meter tide this afternoon. 10:15 this morning is low. Now it's sort of a westerly at the moment out here, very light, about 6 knots, so it's not much, and that's going to turn southwest during the day. It's 1 to 2 foot in the bay. Peaks is 2 foot. Your man had a wave of Mookie's 2, I believe, yesterday. It's about the same again today, 3 to 4 foot. Blue House and Pines, still a very close together swell. We're only seeing the start of it, really, day 3, and I think we've got at least another 3 or 4 days. So the swell's pretty close together. So Blue House and Pines, 4 to 5, but a little messy. 90 mile, that's 3 foot plus. That's pretty clean on the 90. Just talking to Mr. Johnny Maddich down at Bailey's. It's 4 to 7 foot down there. It's building, and it's really messy. Raglan's 4 to 5 foot, messy, lumpy. There's a sort of a really high, elongated high complex going from the Pacific right across New Zealand, across Tasman, across Tasmania, and into the Indian Ocean. And that looks to me like a whole week of settled weather, which we get when we get the big highs. Still a strong swell coming through, though, as well. So, as is yesterday, it's looking good for the rest of the week, which is not too bad.
Awesome.
It's a bit chilly, though.
It is winter.
Yeah.
It is winter. We do have to go through winter.
Oh, they never told me that. There'll be snakes around here, see?
Yeah. So, are we going to be seeing swell on both coasts?
Sorry, on the other coast, Mangawai at the moment's 3 to 4, and that's offshore. It'll be 4 foot up at Rawa or Hendo's.
Nice.
Again, the end of the swell, so it's going to be dropping there. There was tidy wave yesterday at Tokerau, if you guys are out.
Right.
So if you're an East Coast person and you've got your secret spot.
That's not so secret anymore.
I mean, to me, around the Tauroa Point is the pick today. That's a decent swell. Southeasterly southwest, which is perfect for us up there. In the bay, yeah, not very big, really. But so the bay is about the equivalent of the East Coast at the moment. I was over there yesterday, and it was a nice little wave bashing on the beach at Taipa.
Yes.
So you know Taupo's going to be working, and my friend down in Matauri Bay was, he preferred to go down there for a surf and come over here. So it was, you know, 3 foot over there, which is pretty nice. So same again today.
Right. Awesome. Very good.
Got the East Coast. Woo!
Yay! I love having the option. It's a great thing about living up here, isn't it?
We live here, don't we? I mean, we've got three coasts, all the north-facing coasts. We've got the East Coast, the West Coast. No, we're in paradise.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes, you know, we drive down the beach and we can already see all the cars down there at our Tikohanga, and we're like, should we go to the East Coast? Yeah.
It's not that big a deal, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. It's good.
All right, well, you have a good day. And actually, it's quite interesting, some of the Māori talking about Tangaroa has dealt to those guys bringing, you know, bringing that stuff in, and That's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Very true. Yes.
They couldn't get their boat out of the beach because the waves keep on knocking it back. They bring a smaller one. They get out to do whatever they're doing. And then they get bashed in and washed up at the Hikatira. So, hurrah, you rule!
Oh, it's a pretty big ask to really, you know, launch and retrieve boats on 90 Mile Beach, especially with the big swells we've been having. So,
with $400 million worth of stuff, you'd think they'd be organised, wouldn't you?
Oh, well.
Anyway, Eki Kangaroa, and talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Awesome stuff, Pete. Thanks a lot.
See you, and bye.
See ya.